Hi everyone, I'm Casey Uhlenhut. I'm a program manager on the .NET and Visual Studio team at Microsoft. In today's demo, we're going to talk about .NET tooling in Visual Studio 2017. Visual Studio 2017 introduces a ton of new cool productivity features. These cover areas in debugging, live code analysis, better navigation, IntelliSense, and live unit testing. But that's enough slides. Let's jump into the code. Let's look at some cool productivity improvements inside Visual Studio 2017. Here I have a simple class library that is helping me organize my different bike training workouts. The first thing you might recognize is there's tons of different icons over here on the left-hand side. These are part of a new feature in Visual Studio 2017 Enterprise called Live Unit Testing. Live unit testing continually runs and displays unit test results and code coverage inside the editor. It automatically finds and runs impacted tests for every edit you make. Red X's indicate lines of code that have failing tests that hit them. Green checks indicate lines of code where all tests are passing. And blue minus signs indicate lines of code that have no test coverage at all. Let's look at this failing line of code. If I click on this, I can now see all tests that are hitting this line and all ones that are failing. I can navigate to these failing tests by simply double-clicking. Now I can see that I'm at my failing test. I'm not really sure why this is failing, so I'm actually just going to debug this test. I can see here that now that this test has actually caused an exception. And if I look closely, I can see that this test actually throws a null reference exception. I want to draw your attention here to the new exception helper that we've introduced in Visual Studio 2017. What you can see here is actually that now we put the most important information at the top level. So for example, we actually tell you what variable is going to be null. In other cases where you have an inner exception, we're actually going to display all the inner exception details at the top level as well. So let's investigate this further. I can see that I have two constructors here, and only one of them is failing. And if I look closely, I can see that I have this workouts field that I haven't actually initialized in this constructor. So let me try just copying and putting this in. Now the real benefit of live unit testing is that I can make these code changes and then it's going to actively find what tests are impacted by this change and run them for me. So I don't have to do any of this manually myself. So you can see here now that this test that is hitting this default constructor is now passing. If I click on this, I can now navigate back and see that sure enough, this test method is passing everywhere. Something you may have noticed inside this method is a gray dotted line. And you might be wondering, what is this? This is part of something new that we've introduced in live code analysis in Visual Studio 2017. These gray dots indicate a suggestion inside the editor, which is a less obtrusive way of indicating a best practice or a possible stylistic preference. Before, you would actually have to make these into errors or warnings to have this visual cue inside the editor. Now though, I can actually hover over these gray dots and I can press Control Dot to see what suggestion is available to me here. If I look closely, I can see that this is telling me that I can use an object initializer and I can press Enter to now apply this code fix. Going back to my trainer file, I can actually see more spots that have these gray dots. For example, if I look here and I press Control Dot, what I can see here is that this code fix is suggesting that I use var instead of the explicit type. This is actually part of a new feature in Visual Studio 2017 where we now allow code configuration and code enforcement inside the editor. Again, I can press Enter to apply this fix. If I want to investigate code style options further, I can go inside Tools Options and type code style and see that for var preferences, I chose for built-in types to prefer var at the suggestion severity level. I can change how I want this enforced in the editor simply by clicking on this dropdown and changing how I want it enforced. If I'm a real stickler for code style, I can enforce this as an error so that my code will not build if I violate this rule. That seems a little intense for now, so I'm just going to keep it as a suggestion. In Visual Studio, we are always adding code actions and refactorings to make developers more productive. So let's find other places where I can refactor and fix up my code. If I scroll down here, I can actually see that in this method, I have a bunch of if statements without any braces. And my team really strongly suggests that you use braces around all of your if statements. So instead of having to manually add braces, we've added tons of little small code actions to help you along the way. So for example, if I put my cursor in this line, I can now press Control Dot, and you can see that there's the option to add braces here for me. And if I navigate over, I can see that I can actually add braces everywhere in my document, project, or solution. So if I want to fix this everywhere in my document, because I don't want to find everywhere where an if statement is written, I can just press Enter and apply my change, and voila, you can see that it added braces everywhere in my code. Another benefit of live unit testing, by the way, is that as I make any refactoring or code change, I can instantly see that it didn't negatively impact my code. So I could see, despite putting all these braces in, the refactoring was successful because all of my unit tests are still running that hit these lines. Another thing that we can see in Visual Studio is improved IntelliSense. So let's go to this method, and I decide that when I save my workout, I actually want to log its intensity as well. So now when I come down to this part where I'm logging the actual data, I know that I have some method somewhere that has to do with intensity. So as I start typing, I can now rely on IntelliSense to find the method that I want for me. Something new in Visual Studio 2017, you'll notice, is this bottom icon tray. And what this allows you to do is actually filter IntelliSense by category. So you can see I can filter my completion list to only have locals and parameters, or only have properties, fields, methods, interfaces, etc. And there's a very intuitive keyboard shortcut associated with all of these. So I know that I only want to look at methods, so I can filter by methods, and sure enough, I can see that getWorkoutIntensity is probably the method that I want here. You can also notice that we added IntelliSense highlighting, where we actually bold the search term inside your completion list so you know why things are suggested to you. So I'm going to add this, I'm going to put in my workout parameter, and voila, I have now updated this method to include the intensity when I save my workouts. That default constructor that we were working on earlier has been on my mind, and I haven't really forgotten about it yet. So something that I can do to navigate back to it is I can press Control T, or what is called Go to All. By pressing Control T, I can now navigate to any file, type, member, or symbol declaration. So for example, I know it was a constructor for trainer, and so I can type this in. You'll also notice that this is a list of all the files, types, members, symbols, but I can actually filter these down by category as well. So if I only want to see files, I can press this icon. If I only want to see types, I can press this icon. If I only want to see symbols, etc. I can also change the scope of my search to the current document or to external items. So I know here that I actually want to navigate to the type trainer, and I can automatically put this here. So now that I'm here, I actually want to see how often this constructor is used. So I can see that I have the default constructor and a constructor that takes in a goal. I want to know how they're used. So I can come up to my type and I can press Find All References. Whoa, what has happened here? This does not look like the FindAll references we're all used to. No longer is FindAll references a simple flat list. In Visual Studio 2017, we've actually now colorized all your results inside FindAll references, and we've made it so you can customize the hierarchy of displayed results. So for example, here I have the project and then the definition. I can change this to be the definition only. I can change this to be the definition and then the project, etc. I can even make it custom if I want by right-clicking and changing the grouping myself. I'm going to keep it as the project, then definition. By doing this, I can see that my constructor, my default constructor, is only ever referenced once in my trainer file and only once again in my test file. So I'm actually going to think about just deleting this thing because it's only ever used once, so I don't really need it. So again, I could just verify this directly on this by doing FindAll references and seeing again that's only in these two places. So I'm actually just going to delete this. And now I can just go back to my test class and change it to use the other constructor. And again, live unit testing is going to be running in the background to verify that I did not break anything when I deleted this constructor. And sure enough, all my tests are still passing despite me deleting this, and so now I know that I safely deleted it. Hopefully you're as excited with these new productivity enhancements as we are. Don't forget to download Visual Studio 2017 today. Also, make sure you check out some more cool videos on Channel 9 and continue your education at Microsoft Virtual Academy Online.